All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sync. In today's program, we would like to invite you to join us for a musical travel back in time, way back to the period of Baroque music of the 17th century. Some of the big stars of that period who are still very popular today were Georg Friedrich Handel, Johann Sebastian Bach, and Antonio Lucio Vivaldi, just to name a few. The viol, also called viola da gamba, is a bowed stringed instrument that was used principally in chamber music of the 16th to the 18th century. The viols are the cousins of both the guitar and the violin families. Viols have actually more in common with the guitar than modern classical string instruments. Viols most commonly have six strings and are fretted by means of movable, wrapped around, and tied on gut frets. All members of the viol family are played upright, held between the legs, unlike the violin or the viola, which are held under the chin. When the French settled in Canada, they brought their culture and music to the New World. Viols were a mainstay in Baroque music. The Catholic nuns in Quebec taught their indigenous wards to play the viol and other European instruments. These kids were discovered to be talented musicians. This brings us to the performers of today's show. The four-member string ensemble, Les Voix Humaines, will be performing with baritone Jonathan Adams in a program called The Rossignol Sauvage, a voice of the Métis people. Jonathan Adams is Cree Métis and was born in Edmonton, Alberta. Jonathan was joined on stage by Susie Napper on bass viol, Adam Grauman on tenor viol, Jesse Dubé on treble viol, and Mélisande Corriveau on par-dessus de viol and recorder. Les Voix Humaines Consort of Viols takes a refreshing look at the exquisite repertoire of the 17th century. Their unique, controversial ideas offer a new approach for a viol ensemble where rhythmic freedom and ornamentation play an integral role. Susie Napper has arranged the wonderful Métis melodies with accompaniment for viol consort inspired by all the original music that you'll also hear in this concert. The quartet has toured in Canada, Mexico, Europe, Scandinavia, the Baltic States, Japan, and China. In March of 2022, Les Voix Humaines with Jonathan Adams performed before a live audience at the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon.
L'autre jour, c'est pour toujours, l'autre jour. toujours, c'est pour toujours. Pour me cacher.
Why are we doing this very odd program, this very odd mixture of Baroque music from France and England and Métis music? Well, part of the reason is Jonathan Adams, who just arrived like a vagabond in Montreal and called me up and said, hey, are you interested in doing some of this strange music? And it turns out he's absolutely brilliant and world-famous bass Baroque singer. But he is finding his Métis roots in this music that we're discovering together. Of course, the Métis music is the music that emanated from the coupling of mainly French, early French trappers, etc., coming to Canada, coming to Quebec, and mating with indigenous ladies, and the culture we know very little about, but we're discovering these songs which they've been written down by musicologists, having heard them sung by generally the elders nowadays. And we can trace these songs back to France and how they've adapted and changed as the Métis crossed into the plains. And they appear just as tunes. So I've orchestrated them for our group in a way that they may have been played originally. And we know that Indigenous children were playing viols, but I think maybe Jonathan will tell us a little bit more about that in a minute. We just played two Métis tunes. First of all, the Cree song, which maybe Jonathan will tell you about afterwards. Mm. J'ai fait une maîtresse, Petits Oiseaux. And then two pieces by Moulinier, a fantasy, and a beautiful song the Concert des Différents Oiseaux. And now we're moving to English music with Henry Purcell, Dance of the Green Men, Monkey's Dance, and Strike the Viol, which is a song all about viols and lutes.
Sure, yeah, yeah, I can fill you in while it's still fresh in your ears. Thanks for being here, everyone. It's my first time in the Yukon, and it's such a pleasure to be up here. It's so beautiful. The Cree song I sang for you with the drum is a song that's part of this collection that a musicologist, Lynn Whidden, who works in Brandon, Manitoba, collected, and it's sung in Métis community. I've because I'm Cree and Métis, I've talked to my Cree language speakers, friends, and elders, and it's really hard to trace what these words mean. And it's probably because it's a group of Cree-speaking people who have now lost their language, or it's not spoken anymore, that dialect. So it's sort of, we imagine that it might be about the nightingale or the rossignol sauvage. The next piece was, yeah, J'ai fait une maîtresse, and that's, you know, a song of separation and of love, and very evocative of the Métis style of traditional songs.
strife of mine. Touch, 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 touch the leaves. Wake up, wake up, wake up, inspire the flute. Wake up, inspire the flute. Strike the violin, strike the violin. Touch, 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 touch the lute. Wake up, inspire the flute. Wake up, inspire the flute. Sing your patroness's praise. Sing your patroness's praise. Sing, 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 sing in tears and harmonious lays. Sing your patroness's praise. Sing your patroness's praise. Sing, 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 sing in tears.
So the next set begins with another nightingale-themed Métis song from Lynn's collection called Petit Rossignol Sauvage. And in this song, it's the text describes the nightingale as a messenger. And the way I interpret it is a messenger between worlds, speaking to a lover or a partner who has passed. And so the nightingale's song transmits that message of love to them. That's followed by a fantasy, instrumental piece by Louis Couperin, followed by a song that's found in Québécois, Acadian and Métis collections, En Montant la Rivière, that tells the story of, trappers, perhaps, on the river, who exchange their lovers as they move down the river. But I say I don't want to exchange my lover because I love her too much. Then we play the Red River Jig, a piece by Marc-Antoine Charpentier.
That's next.
And that's next. Yeah, enjoy. Thank you.
Messager des amoureux,
soul.